Humanity, auf Wiedersehen, it's time to say goodbye. The party's over as the laughter dies, an angel cries. Humanity, it's au revoir to your insanity. You sold to feed your vanity, your fantasies and lies. You're a drop in the rain, just a number, not a name.
From rainy 709 Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, it's Podzilla 1985 with your host, the lovely and vivacious Shannon Young. That's me. With me today, the stubbornly... All right, I'm not going to say too much. Lindsay,
I'm
hey, Lindsay.
I'm stubborn. It's fine. I won't deny it.
Jesse Kimball down at the end.
Yo.
Big Johnny to my right.
What?
Asa over on the PS4. CJ walking around. Nope, CJ's not here. I'm sorry. I thought I saw CJ. It turns out it was Casper, the friendly vape ghost. He was... he was vaping right in my heart. How you guys doing tonight?
I tried to vape once, and I decided I didn't want to look like a douchebag.
Oh, shit.
Johnny, he's right over there.
We have listeners that vape.
For the record. And we love them.
There's nothing wrong with it. I far prefer vaping to regular smoking.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
You know, one of these days I'll go back to it. I will. Right now.
To vaping?
Yeah. Oh.
I don't like the people, though, that walk into the store and feel the need to, at the entrance of the store, show off the fact that they vape by turning themselves into human fog machines.
Well, those are the douchebags I'm talking about.
I don't like the people that come in and brag about their vaping machine. CJ, what's it called? What is the thing itself called?
I honestly don't know.
He doesn't know.
Some people call it just a box. I know.
Box, like, that's box.
I call mine my
box. Hildy in the hot box. What you think she doing there in the hot box?
She tried to escape.
Anyway, that kind of ties into what we're going to talk about tonight. And Lindsay's still playing that goddamn game.
I'm going to keep playing it. I am addicted. I have a problem.
Honestly, I'm looking at the game. It looks really fun.
What is everybody's obsession with this goddamn game?
They're colors.
Oh, my God.
There's colors
and
lines.
There's colors and you connect the dots.
Asa, please come over. Asa, please.
Asa would also be distracted by the colors. Do you know Asa?
I'd take Nate at this point.
Well, Shannon, I just...
Nate, what the hell?
I don't think you'd want me on this show because I'd get too serious.
Well, it's a serious show, Nate. Nate, we're talking about serious things. What are we talking about tonight? We're talking about humanity.
It sucks.
If you listen to the opening song, which you guys don't know, it's going to be Humanity by the Scorpions, which is a fantastic song.
Mm-hmm. I like that song.
Yeah, it's a great song. You like that song, Johnny?
Sure.
All right. What are you staring at me for?
Because I love you.
We're talking. I had this big intro I was going to do where I was talking about, you know, I was going to try to be professional and do all the things that we hate and just, you know, kind of go over what we're going to talk about tonight. But let's just jump into it because you can't hold back venom for very long. First thing I want to mention, we talked about this before the show, is that Jared Fogle from Subway confirmed that he's going to cop a plea tomorrow to child pornography charges. If that doesn't make you lose faith in humanity, what will? It's Jared. He lost weight eating sandwiches.
Honestly, there was a documentary. I want to say it was in Super Size Me. Where you had, like, this little girl was asking Jared for dieting tips, and all Jared would say is, well, just eat Subway.
That's because that's all he knew about nutrition.
Well, no, like, the big thing about Jared is that he was exercising as well. Like, he was walking, he was...
That's it. He was walking.
Yeah.
He was walking.
He was walking, and he was eating, like, the low-fat stuff at Subway. But he didn't say any of that to the little girl. He just said, like, well, you just, you know, put everything, make Subway your diet, and you'll lose weight. And that's all he would say. And, like, the little girl was really disheartened. He's like, well, my family can't afford to buy me Subway every day. And I was like, Jared, you're such a tool.
And the joke being that
to make your own
now
sandwiches.
Jared has gotten in trouble for showing little girls his tool.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
I thought it was little boys.
Same
no!
thing.
No!
I thought it was like a 16-year-old dude.
He's a homosexual, too? No, that's not true. I'm pretty sure it was a girl.
I think it was
boys. I'm almost positive it was a girl. You do not want to make accusations like that. where people can call you out on it. Jesse, you already were wrong about the Mad Hatter. Let's not go for 0-2.
I wasn't technically wrong.
Huh?
He did play a much larger role in Through the Looking Glass.
Yes, Jesse said that the original Alice The Mad Hatter was very much like the Tim Burton role where he was a hero. And I said, no, he wasn't. He was a Mad Hatter. And we met somewhere in the middle, I think.
Gotcha.
You know, there was more than one story, right?
There was two, I think.
There's Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and Turtle Woods.
Looking Glass.
Yeah,
right. Which I've never actually
read. Which they're now making an
adaptation
of, which we talked about on Nerd Up, which you were a part of. Go vape.
He was too.
I just said he was part of it.
You said you weren't part of.
No, you said you were a part of.
Yeah. I heard you weren't part of.
God damn, get the ham out your ears.
I heard were part of.
Thank you, Johnny.
Yeah.
We're on this side of the table. You're on that side.
It's true.
Hey, let's get to some fan points here. Let's start that off.
Some fan fiction.
First off, Tanner Calvert is upset because I said we call him and then we didn't. So joke's on you, bitch.
Oh, no.
Aw.
But I love Tanner.
We all love Tanner.
Redneck. Clearly you don't.
I've known Tanner since I was a small child.
That doesn't mean you love him?
And he's never been small. I love him to death, and he knows it. I gave him his own show that he does not host.
Well, yeah.
That's because he doesn't want to host it.
He's not comfortable on the mic.
Right.
Not
he's
like
gotten
us.
Better.
He has gotten better.
He's gotten a lot better.
Go back and listen to the first episode where we talk about ghosts.
He was so nervous.
Awful. Yeah, he never stopped talking. He had that really uncomfortable rambling, yeah, constantly. And it was very painful to listen to. It was kind of like listening to CJ. I was waiting for him to stop talking so I could get a point in. Wait, is CJ here?
Yeah.
Shit. And flipping me off again.
I liked the expression he gave you a little bit more there.
Yeah, I like how he paused for a second to flip me off. So
we had to realize for a second exactly what the insult was. He may not have actually heard the insult.
He just knows instinctively that when people look at him, flip him off. That'll get you far in life. So I posted on Facebook, hey, we're about to start the show in 45 minutes. Tell me what you hate, what pisses you off. I should have put a disclaimer to remind people that I will be reading these on the air. So if you don't want to know, if people don't know how racist you are or anything like that.
They're going to know.
Let's get to it. Should we mention the names? Or should we leave them incognito?
Well, let's put it like this. Facebook is a public space.
Yeah.
They put their name on there. They sent you the question. So sure, let's call them out.
All right, let's call them out. First one, Chelsea. You guys know Chelsea, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm her.
Hi, Chelsea.
Chelsea is complaining about the media. She says the media trying to start race war. Okay. I think it just sounds really ghetto at first. The media, I'm not reading a ghetto voice. The media be trying to start race wars by making everything about race. Also, people that get off the hook for murder, child abuse, animal abuse, and any kind of abuse, sexual, domestic, or physical. Close-minded people that get offended by everything and think the world revolves around them. Jesse, I think that's a shot at you.
Fair.
John, you brought up on a couple shows ago that you were also you were upset by people that are offended by everything, that we're living in a PC era, and you took offense to that. You stand by that?
Oh, my beautiful rant that I made that night? Well, yeah, people are offended by everything. Pretty soon, people aren't going to be able to like go to the bathroom without offending somebody. Oh, wait, that's Target now, right, since they took down the gender identity bathrooms. So now you can't even take a shit without being offended.
They took down gender markings on the toy aisles.
CJ's,
the toy aisles.
The bathrooms are
you guys can't hear it because he's over there.
Yeah, since people can't hear it, it doesn't really matter.
Yes.
People can't hear that John's wrong, so John's right.
Why'd you have to say it?
Exactly.
I would like to say that I think it's not always so much that people are, and this is to Chelsea too, it's not always so much that people are getting offended. It's that we have grown as a human race significantly over the past couple of weeks, months, and years to where stuff that was okay back then is not okay now because we realize you sound like a douchebag when you say it. Example, whereas now we don't refer to every black person as nigger. We don't refer to every gay person as fag because that's offensive.
Mm-hmm.
If I hear, and this happens quite a bit, someone comes in the store and they say something's gay, I tell them we don't use that term as a derogatory term in this store, and I ask them to stop it. And they always do. They apologize. Thank God for that. But, yeah. It's just,
and then they think Shannon's gay. And
that's fine. It's not like I haven't kissed dudes.
That's true. I've seen it.
He has seen it. You have no idea what Bob and I do on the couch when Lindsay's asleep.
I have a general
idea.
And I'm
awake.
You do have a general idea. So moving on. Hunter Hendricks, Double H. Our good friend Double H. He says, the complete and utter bastardization of the concept of quote-unquote free speech, enough said. What do you think about that, Jesse?
See, the big thing is people talk about like free speech as though that excuses them from consequences of their speech.
Donald Trump.
And that's a big distinction that a lot of people don't make. They think that because they have the freedom of speech, they can say whatever the fuck they want, and
which
they can get away with it.
Yeah, they can say whatever the fuck they want, but that also means that other people can reply with whatever the fuck they want.
What was that I replied to the other day of something? Somebody got fired for something they said, and I said, it was a post you made.
Let's say, I can't tell if you were going to make fun of me there.
It was a post you made, and it was about the person that got fired for saying what they wanted to say, and free speech is not, the Constitution does not protect you from being a dumbass.
Right. And I said on that, I believe that I, you know, absolutely shouldn't have said it, and they had absolutely every right to fire me. I'm still a little salty about it, but whatever. It was in the past. Shannon. I hardly ever think about it.
It's like, what, 4 years? Let it go, bud.
He never will.
4 years.
I have trophies.
He does.
Trophies. So, yeah, I think that's very well said, Jesse. So, to Hunter, as he knows, because he's on the radio, he's our celebrity. You know?
That's true, yeah. He's a PZ85 local celeb.
It's true. Stephen Campbell says, how can WWE get away with racist shit, but a legend like Hulk Hogan does it, he gets everything taken away. Also, what really grinds my gears is that Mr. America needs to be in 2K16. Agreed. Mr. America should be in 2K16, because it's not the Ultimate Warrior. I have a problem with that, because we talked about this, John, at the store the other day. You know who's in the new 2K16 game?
I don't.
The Iron Sheik.
Really?
As I've said before, the Iron Sheik has said some of the most racist and homophobic things.
I don't even want to say what he says.
My favorite one is when he said, I will never respect a fag. I will never respect a gay. But he's in the game.
And then he always says stuff like, I will show you my 12-inch cock.
Just go watch Howard Stern.
I will make you.
He's an embarrassment. He's a black eye on wrestling, but he's in the game and Hulk Hogan is not.
Well, it's because he's not the hot topic.
It's true.
Ultimate Warrior?
Ultimate Warrior, also.
Queer.
Homophobic.
Queer.
Still
queer
in the game.
Make the world.
I think Adolf Hitler is an unlockable character.
I can see that. Jen had to get a drink after that one.
His finisher is called the Final Solution.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Hey, so that was for you, buddy.
That's rough.
The Holocaust. That's what
that's true. Yeah. And they actually did have a wrestler in WCW called the Final Solution. And then someone realized what that meant.
Oops.
He got a name change to the Lyncher. I don't think that's much better. Anyway. Moving
that's
on.
A different kind of offensive.
Seriously.
Jesse, you'll like this one. Nate Smith.
Okay, let's
gospel spewing truth by the book, Nate Smith. He says, why conservatives and liberals can't just shut the fuck up about their opponent.
Wait, hold on. Back up. Does he actually say shut the fuck up?
He does.
Huh.
He says, why conservatives and liberals can't just shut the fuck up about what their opponent is doing and tell us straight what they will and won't do and why Obama sucks as president. Okay.
I can agree with that. You're supposed to focus on what you're going to do, not just slandering your other party, but what history has been.
I got 2 points on that. One, I agree with them on the Republicans and
mudslinging. You're against mudslinging.
Yeah, because politics, I mean, one, it's a two-party system, which I've said before is a horrible mistake. And you can say that there are third parties and fourth parties, but
they never go anywhere.
They ain't going to win the race.
George Washington said dual party bad.
Everybody says dual party bad, except for Republicans and Democrats, because they want to keep that stranglehold on America. And the fact that they do spend more time at campaign time talking about what, you know, negative things another person has done instead of what they will do for America. And that's what gets votes. People don't want to know what's going to help us. They want to know what other people did. It's our obsession with watching people fall. We want to see people fail. We want to know dirt. And it's terrible. It's
and
disgusting.
Honestly, Nate, just someone you should check out, and I doubt that Nate will actually like this person, but Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders.
That's actually the person that I'm rooting for in the upcoming presidential election.
I'm still holding out hope for a Ross Perot comeback. Or Ralph Nader.
Oh, my.
Or
so,
Darth
yeah,
Vader.
I'm a big fan of Bernie Sanders, though.
John, what about you?
You know, Facebook, there are several people on my Facebook account that backs Bernie Sanders. Honestly, I haven't looked into him. My whole view on political is the year before is way too early to decide. I let them just stick their foot in their mouths and ruin themselves. And then by the time we get to, you know, early 2016, then I'll start thinking about who I like. Who was the one a few years ago that made the just crazy scream in victory?
Yeah, Howard Dean.
And it, killed his whole political career by going, "Wah!" It killed him just by screaming like that.
Yeah, but it made a great Dave Chappelle
scene. It really did. That's still one of my favorites of all time. And in fact, like back when Kevin Shankelberg was alive,
rest in peace, Kevin.
He's back on Facebook.
I know. It's great.
So I wonder if he has ever listened to this show.
No.
Probably not.
Probably not.
No. We have a lot of friends that don't listen to this show, don't we, Allie?
Mm-hmm. Hey, shout out to Allie.
Hey, she gave me a thumbs up instead of a middle finger. That's first.
That's true. That's a first for the peanut gallery. but anyway, what were we talking? Oh, yeah, Kevin. Yeah, that was his war cry when he was drinking.
Y'all.
He would get a beer and just have the mug in one hand. Meow!
That's terrifying.
I backed away from the mic from that one. Hopefully I didn't bust anybody's eardrums.
Do you remember his war cry when we played Call of Duty?
I'm not going to say it on the air, but yes, I absolutely do remember it.
Now, as for the second part of that question or that statement, Nate, why Obama sucks as president?
I thought he was tying. I think he was tying that into what they were doing. They're just slandering their opponents and going on why Obama sucks.
I think he's more saying that Obama sucks as president and that pisses him off.
Well, it's because it's because he's a Muslim.
He's a Muslim. We know.
I mean, Barack Hussein Obama.
When did he get on his tractor?
A true patriot like Donald Trump demanded his papers. It's not because he's black. I want to remind you of that. Just because no other president in the history of the United States has ever been scrutinized as much as Barack Obama just for where he was born, you know.
Yeah.
It's not because he's black.
No.
Because he looks like a Muslim.
Well, listen.
He's brown. No. Wait.
Backtracking?
Go ahead, John. Save me.
Listen, Barack Obama was born in Hawaii. There is a little town in Kenya called Hawaii. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to know I saw that on my Facebook the other day.
John, this does not represent John's actual thoughts.
I
see a lot of things on Facebook.
Wow.
And then I don't see them ever again.
Well, don't you know?
That unfollow option is one of the greatest
it
things
really
ever
did. It truly is.
If it's on Facebook, it's true.
Yeah. Well, you can't lie on the internet.
You can't lie on the internet.
That's been proven.
Yeah.
I mean, here we are talking on the internet.
Nate, let me talk to you for a second, Nate. Nate, turn the volume up. Listen to me. Barack Obama is not a terrible president. Just because you don't agree with his policies doesn't mean he's a terrible president. I don't agree with what he did with the NSA. I don't agree with the spying and the surveillance. But as a president, Barack Obama has done more for the people than any president I can remember in recent history. Whether it be, I mean, look at everything that's happened under his reign. He has made more changes than anyone else. And if there's anything that is a testament to how good a president is how much influence he's had on history. Now, he's no... I was going to think of an obscure president, and I couldn't think of him because they're so obscure.
Taft. MacArthur.
Oh, Taft, you dog.
Garfield. He's no Garfield.
Odie. Considered the most do-nothing president.
That's true, yeah.
Did you say Hulk?
Hulk.
Oh.
Hulk.
I'd like to see the Hulk as president. Mr. President, what do you think about 9/11?
Hulk smash!
Well, do you remember the old SNL skit? The Rock Obama.
The Rock Obama.
Rock Obama. That's one of my favorite SNL skits.
Barack Obama. Only matter. Much larger and angrier.
Did anything less than Hulk was William Henry Harrison because he died like 2 months into his presidency.
I always think about the Simpsons song. We are
the obscure presidents.
You won't find our faces on dollars or on cents. That's a good song.
That's a good song.
So, Nate, you're an idiot. Next.
Well, I find that offensive.
Oh, God damn. Zach Price below says, Nate's comment is what pisses me off. No, no.
Which would be funny if he ever listened to this.
Yeah, I'd give him a thumbs up, but he wouldn't know.
I mean, you can do a little reply thing, just give him a thumbs up there.
I'm going to reply and say, listen to the show, jackass. Give me 1 second. Jesse, say something.
Something. What are we talking? Oh, yeah. I actually kind of agree with Zach. Like, the kind of stuff that Nate spews frequently pisses me off. Just
Still typing.
God damn it, Shannon. Just the sheer.
It won't let me reply. What the shit?
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. I think you guys are beating a dead horse here. Really. We've went over it time and time again why he was a sheltered little prick and his opinions don't matter.
Are we talking about Nate, Zach, or Obama?
We're talking about Nate.
Oh, Nate.
We're talking about Nate. And then how his opinions really don't matter because he has a sheltered view of life.
I'm not necessarily going to call him a prick.
And here's, no, yeah. See, I'm trying to actually defend the little guy a bit.
Call the little prick.
I wouldn't call him a prick.
It's passive aggressive.
It's not animal cruelty if the horse is already dead.
You can, dead girls never say no.
Uh-oh.
Wait.
Popcorn is tasty.
What in the hell was that?
I don't know. Let's move on. Let's move on. Tanner Calvert, who's mad at me, says...
Why is he mad at you?
Because I was going to call him and I didn't. He's like... I waited up for the call. I'm like, you know what? You sound like every girl I've ever talked
to.
Well,
we got started late.
It's true. Thanks to the rain and Lindsay.
Thanks.
Hi, Lindsay.
And those lines and colors and dots.
And those lines and colors and dots.
Are my lines and colors and dots, like, actually causing problems?
It's like Steven on Nerd Up.
Huh?
I'm paying attention still.
Tanner says, got to admit, I agree with him on what he said as much as I hate to admit it. About Nate. So two of the comments on the, hey guys, what pisses you off is just people saying that Nate pisses them off. So, goddamn Nate.
So Nate, please, when you're listening to the show, realize.
And then I think Kaylee agreed with it. And then, Chelsea came back. She's got more.
Does she also agree that?
Well, the first thing I saw was the last sentence and it says, I ain't racist. So now let's go back and see what she wrote. This is like that movie, Memento.
But you you're going in reverse.
Okay, yeah. I got you.
Why is racism against minorities more acceptable than racism against? Oh, I'm sorry. Why is racism against majorities more acceptable than racism against minorities? Why can't it be? Why can't you get rid of it altogether? Why is it acceptable one way and not the other? It's that age old argument that if Michael Brown was white, no one would care. If 90% of the people that cops shoot were white, no one would care. I don't know. It's hard to argue that point, you know, because I've said that too. I've said, well, why does the media make such a focus out of this? It's because they're stirring the pot. But at the same time, I've learned recently with my friend Michael McDowell, who is black, that I'm not black, so I don't understand because I've never been in that position, just like he doesn't know what it's like to be me.
Well, yeah, black people can't be racist.
Jesse Kimball said that.
No, that was, oh God. I don't actually think that, folks.
Jesse, you almost made me spit out Surge. That is $3 a can.
All over me.
All over the sound equipment.
Now available at Gaming Ground 709 Broadway in Cape Girardeau, home of Not Racist.
For the low, low price of $3 per can.
$3 per can. Goddamn capitalism. And socialism. I don't know. So she says she's not racist. If you tell a black person I'm not racist, but why are you more important than me, they'll just call you racist. It's happened. I've seen it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's because it's what they've been taught as they've grown up over the years.
It's a hard question to answer, Chelsea. I really don't know the answer to that. I agree with you that all racism should be eliminated. This is coming from the guy that uses the N-word all the time, though, so I'm sure people would say I'm racist. But we've gone over that. So
true.
Let's leave that alone. Let's get into the actual show. We're talking about things that piss us off, things that make us hate humanity. It's kind of like retail hell. Except there's no retail.
It's just in general. It's just about hell. People.
Yeah. Now, Jesse, I think you had a... I was talking with Rambo over there, and she said that she had given you a tip, a hot tip on something that makes her upset. You want to talk about that? Because I got a laundry list right here of things that make me mad.
I think Allie's first one. I assume that you're talking about with Rambo?
Yes, the one with the headband.
Oh, I get it now.
Rambo,
Well, the first one she mentioned was, I'm trying to think of a way to phrase it. Ignorant people. The story she gave in particular,
was about Nate.
No.
Nate, welcome back to 15 Minutes of Fame.
Good to be here, Shannon.
Could you stop using the Nate voice? Could you stop using the Nate voice?
The idea, basically people that, try to look cool or important, but are actually ignorant jackasses.
Me.
The one story she brought up in particular I thought was pretty good. It was an individual she was dating at one point. They were
I hope to God this isn't going where I think it's going.
I don't think so. Anyway, Jehovah's Witnesses came to the door, and they started talking, and the boyfriend said, "Get out of here, we believe in God." And then slammed the door in their face and looked at Allie like, ha, told them. Not realizing, of course, the meaning of Jehovah.
Yeah.
That's a Muslim thing, right?
No. Yes, Shannon. Yes, it's a Muslim thing.
Well, you know, that actually ties into the first thing I have written down on my list. You know what I would say the number one cause of the end of the world is?
What's that?
The internet. The internet has created more idiots than
the internet,
video games and Barney combined.
Well, the problem is that the internet makes a bunch of people that think they're really smart because they've seen stuff on the internet where people can't tell lies, so it's all true.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Whereas before, when you heard news, you actually had to hear the news.
Or and you didn't like just read it on or a newspaper.
If I may interject, it's not my
CJ's. Okay, he's coming over to the mic.
It's not my personal belief that the internet has created idiots.
It's he my says personal belief
that the internet has simply given all the idiots that we didn't know about before
a spotlight. Yeah. And I agree with that. I agree. So basically, if you didn't hear it, CJ said that the internet just gives morons a bigger stage to speak from. And that's true. But you have to admit that the internet, this thing which was created as a exchange of knowledge for people, and it does that very well, but it's also a hub for the dumbest fucking idiots that you've ever met. It blows your mind. You guys saw my Facebook status earlier, right?
I did.
That is a legitimate status. I want to read that status for you guys.
Well, while you're pulling that up, tied in with it, with all the cell phones and everything, the generations that are coming up through them, growing up with cell phones, don't know how to communicate with people face-to-face. Like, when I was growing up, just for example, most of the people that were into sports and were jocks were, like, outgoing and talked to all different people, weren't withdrawn and whatnot. I deal with jocks on a regular basis that don't know how to communicate at all, and it's kind of terrifying.
Shit, I can barely talk people face-to-face.
Liar.
How many kids have you seen, and I'm talking like by kids over 10 years old, that don't know how to count change?
Yes. Oh, my God. You have no idea how pissed off I am when a mom comes up with like a 15-year-old and has to help them count out their money.
I've had people walk up to me and hand me just change.
Just hand you a wad of money.
Uh-huh. And say, fun count story. This.
All right.
And
so,
give me back what you don't need. Yeah.
We're driving through Arkansas on the way back from Austin, Texas.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it was terrible. It was actually very short segue there. The first drive through, we tried like 7 different gas stations and couldn't stop because they were too shady. Like, there was a man, it was raining, middle of the night, like 1 in the morning. He was washing his car.
That ain't natural.
At a gas station. That's at like 1 in the morning, and it was raining.
That's like flying a kite at midnight.
We couldn't understand.
It's unnatural.
Stephanie almost peed her pants because we couldn't find a gas station that she could stop and pee in.
Were any of them playing the dual banjos? Like
No, this was not those kind of Arkansasians. Anyway.
Sausians.
So, God damn it.
Open Face Club sandwich.
Oh, anyway.
I don't even know where I was going with this now. Thanks, John.
I'm sorry. Driving through Arkansas.
Oh, God, you're killing me.
couldn't stop to pee.
Yeah.
Were they black or white?
What do you think?
I don't know. They're from Arkansas. Brother and sister? And married?
What were we talking about before Arkansas?
Yins.
Kids who can't count change.
Kids who can't count
change. So this woman goes up to the counter in Arkansas gas station, the one we finally find and stop at. She has a handful of change and dollar bills, slaps it on the counter, and says, I need this much at pump 3. And the guy just looks at her and is like, well, how much is there? I don't know. Count it. And she goes to the bathroom.
What?
Yeah, and then I'm in line behind this individual. And this guy,
he could have just pocketed whatever he wanted.
Well, this guy at the counter just looks at it like, they don't pay me enough for this shit.
I would have handed it back, said, ma'am, learn to count your money, and when you can tell me what's there, I'll gladly put the pump on for you.
I'm sure that he shorted her. But yeah, I bought my bottle of water and I left laughing.
Jesse, this doesn't relate to money, but do you remember when we were at Taco Bell?
I know this story.
A woman comes in, she doesn't like her food, she wants her money back on it, but she's already eaten part of it. So they tell her, I'm sorry, we can't give you your money back. She gets pissy and demands to get the number for corporate so she can call and complain. Well, they give her the number and she says, no, this isn't the right number. There's not enough numbers on it. Well, there's too many numbers.
There's too many numbers.
Because it was an 800 number. And she's like, there's too many numbers. This ain't a real number. And they're like, the sad fact of America, and very reflective of Americans now, is that there were 3 people behind the counter trying to convince her that a phone number was a real phone number.
Like, ma'am, it's on the sign right here. It's the number. That's too many numbers.
Jesus Christ, America. There was another, I think I showed you this video of the guy that was at Subway. And it said, like, cookies were 50 cents was the sign.
Oh, God.
It's this old man. He tries to buy the cookie, and it's 55 cents. And he's like, I think you charged me more. And they're like, oh, yeah.
I thought it was, like, $2 and then $2.50 is what they charged him.
He got some change back, but it wasn't right, because they charged him, like, 5 to 10 cents more than what was on the board. And he tried to explain to them, you're charging me more for this than you advertise. And their argument was, well, sir, yeah, but with tax. And he's like, no, it has nothing to do with tax. You are charging me more than it should be. And they argued and argued about it. They kicked him out because they couldn't do math. The people that are working behind the counter can't do math.
And in the guy's defense, I think it was like it was $2 for a cookie and then $2.50 is what they were charging him.
And
so, because it was something noticeable.
Yeah. And they said to him, sir, they don't pay me enough for this. Could you please leave?
They don't pay me enough to get yelled at.
They don't pay you enough to do basic math?
Because, yeah, like, as much as the old dude was kind of a dick, the kids were also dicks. Like, the whole situation was bad, and the worst part about it was the old dude was right. Like,
and they wouldn't admit it.
They wouldn't.
They were just towing that corporate line of, well, sir, they don't pay me enough to count.
They don't pay me enough to get yelled at.
They didn't teach me how to count in school.
Jesus Christ.
That was a really frustrating video.
On the other side of that coin, you know, besides just kids not being able to count money, say you've got, like, you're getting 97 cents change back. Give somebody 3 cents and say, give me a dollar and watch their head explode.
Yeah.
That happens. Like,
There's a reason we keep a calculator up at the register, because there's certain people that just can't.
So we agree. The stupidity of humanity is just the worst.
Like, just the worst. Thanks to calculators and technology, nobody needs to know any kind of math anymore
is the
point.
Thanks to technology, people don't have to learn anything. Because every answer you need is at your fingertips.
Except when the computer breaks down and nothing works anymore. Heaven forbid you have to calculate sales tax on your own.
Sir, I can't calculate. I don't know what the sales tax is. It's 7%. Yes, and 7 is a number on a calculator.
And the percent function is there. I don't know how to actually do that.
I'm looking at 20 dumbest people. Or the 20 dumbest Twitter things. If you guys don't believe just how stupid tech people are nowadays, just look up dumbest, like dumb tweets, dumb Facebook. I mean, some of these are gold. One guy says, sad Michael Jackson died from Cadillac arrest.
That had to have been an autocorrect error.
Hard to believe that America is 2013 years old today.
Oh, no.
George Zimmerman charged with second degree murder. Who he killed the first time?
God, wow. Damn. Wow.
What is Obama's last name? That's one of my favorites. Oh my God, I seriously think I have ADHD. I can't focus on my homework.
Is it 80 as an 80HD?
Yes.
Fantastic. Wow.
This may be my favorite one. Twitter is my alter eagle.
Alter
that
eagle?
That also had to be an autocorrect. I have to believe that was an autocorrect.
I have to believe angle and angel is autocorrect sometimes. I have to, as many times as I see
Kirk Angel.
There's an angle in heaven watching over me. Is it obtuse? No, that's triangle. I'm sorry.
Well, I got a couple more here. I like this one. Oh. Does it take 18 months for twins to be born or just 9?
Wow. Wow. They don't understand what twins are.
If you're pregnant with a female, can
you get pregnant? Can I? When I was smaller, I asked my mom, I said, I was stupid. I don't remember how old I was, but I asked her if I had an open cut and I accidentally mixed my blood together, could I get a disease from that? Because Shannon O'Bright. How far of a drive is it from Miami to Florida?
Wow.
This was not said by Podzilla 1985's own Ethan Craig Miles, but it sure goddamn could have been. Jesse, what does a quarter till four mean? Like, why is it called that? Because a quarter is worth 25 cents. So why is it 15 minutes? Tell the story. Tell the goddamn story.
I don't want to. Oh, Ethan, if you're listening, I'm so sorry. All right. Fine.
Twisted your arm.
Tell the fucking story. So we were leaving. Shannon asked me what time it is. Because we're thinking, or no, I asked Shannon what time it is, because we're going to play a game after we get off. But I have to work in the morning. He says quarter after 10. And then after they leave, Ethan just looks at me and with the most sincere face, so why do they call it a quarter after if a quarter is 25? I was like, no, Ethan, a quarter means a fourth of. And a fourth of an hour is 15 minutes. Oh, okay. Well, then why is a quarter 25 cents? Ethan, because 25 cents is 1/4 of $1. So it's a quarter of a dollar. Oh. Jesse, why am I stupid? He actually asked me that.
At least he recognized it.
And I was like, I didn't know what to say, so I was just like, I don't know, Ethan.
You just hugged him. hugged him.
I didn't. I just kind of got in my car and drove away.
And when you came back the next morning, he was still standing there.
Hey, guys, that part of the story is not true. But everything before that.
In fact, before you drove off, it was raining, and he was staring up at the air with his mouth open. You had to close his mouth and tilt his head down so he wouldn't drown.
He's not that dumb.
Are you telling me he's not a turkey?
I thought it was a chicken.
Maybe turkeys. It's a chicken. Is it turkey? Turkey lurkey? Here's some more. I'm so lost. Isn't the NFL just for the U.S.? How does New England have a team?
God damn it.
What?
Wow.
Jamaica, a country in Africa, right?
No.
What region they from?
No.
What region they from?
What's better for Xbox, GTA 5 with a V or GTA 5?
No, I mean, I can't tell you the number of times I've gotten, you guys have Grand Theft Auto IV.
I remember IV.
I'm wearing my Grand Theft Auto hat today.
And Dat 2K.
Or Saints Row IV. Yeah.
Jesse, you'll like this one.
No, I won't.
Why are England playing Ireland when they're the same country?
It's
about the
game, CJ. Silly goose.
Why don't
flirting with CJ for all of those that were paying attention to the show and not Big Johnny's side conversation?
This may be my favorite one. Guy on Twitter posts, who on here got a Twitter? That he posted on Twitter!
Literally everyone's seeing that message, asshole.
There's a Nigerian prince out there with money for that guy.
Millions!
Okay, I can tell an interesting story.
Tell it loudly.
Am I not that loud?
You're very calm.
I'm trying not to eat the microphone tonight.
You don't want to be Cody
Santos. I'm Cody Santos. Usually I get up all over the microphone.
I think that's the third show in a row that we've called it. I think that's every show since Cody's been on that we've made fun of him for that.
It just means you Sandusky. Love him.
We do love Cody.
We love Cody Sandusky.
Sandusky. Anyway, Johnny, tell your story.
So I needed to go to Walmart on a Friday night. This is about 10 o'clock at night on a Friday night. First of all, big mistake doing that. Second of all, I decided to go out in my nice new WrestleMania 31 t-shirt
that
I had just gotten.
Good choice.
On a Friday night. Okay, it's my new Randy Orton shirt. Now, the problem is you don't walk into Walmart on a Friday night at 10 o'clock in a wrestling shirt because then all the hillbillies think you are God. Hey, man, I like your shirt. Where'd you get that? Did you go to California? Because this was only like a week after WrestleMania. Did you go to California and get that shirt?
This isn't really
John,
about stupidity.
John, I like when you go real country.
this isn't stupidity, maybe on my part. A guy came into GameStop once wearing an Undertaker shirt. And I said to him, oh, wow, you like wrestling? He goes, no.
But
you son of a bitch.
But and then Shannon just immediately,
my eye twitches.
And shit.
And I go, mm-hmm. you know, other than stupid.
Monster truck.
You know what else the internet has done? It has made dumb people heroes in their own mind. The bullying.
The social justice warriors.
Well, not just social justice warriors. Well, they're kind of bullies too, honestly, in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, bullying online is horrible. It is a horrible thing. That is another reason I hate the internet and I try to stay away from it. Why I stay away from Reddit. Because I have this inherent fear that I'm going to go on Reddit and go, hey guys, what's up? And there's going to be 50 replies, faggot! But you tell me Reddit's not actually like that.
It's really not, especially like the communities that you would jump into, like Squared Circle especially.
Yeah.
Like from what I've seen of r/SquaredCircle, they're actually, I mean, it's a bunch of people like Asa.
Asa's here!
Shannon talks about Reddit like old people talk about, it's like he has a Fox News level fear of Reddit. He talks about Fox News, or he talks about Reddit like Fox News talks about Obama. They are actively trying to destroy everything good and holy, whereas Reddit is like every single other community.
I stand by that.
But Fox which is News. Just also sometimes has assholes in it, and most of the time those assholes are the loudest.
Yeah, actually, the birds have flocked around the table.
But at the same time, they have still not found the identity of the hacker 4chan.
Anyway.
Hey, Jesse, do you like child porn and murder?
I don't.
4chan's not for you.
Nope. It's not. I've long since come to terms with the fact that 4chan is not. Well, the big thing about Reddit, it's organized. So you can find.
So is the Mafia.
And what's, you're saying it's a problem?
Are you saying the Mafia is not a problem?
No.
Oh, you guys are killing me.
I didn't say that at all. Anyway, so the way the Reddit works, you can see what you want to see.
Yeah.
You don't have to see the shit.
I don't have to subscribe to Beautiful Dead Girls.
Correct.
Or
Coontown.
Or Dead Babies.
Oh, whoa, what?
Is it really?
Yep.
Oh, fantastic.
Wait, was that is that racist? I'm assuming that's
yeah,
racist.
Yeah, no, that yeah. was like the, probably one of the most disturbingly offensive subreddits on Reddit.
With a name like Coontown, you never know if it's going to be racist or just a haven for furries of a specific demographic.
Wow. So, guess,
was this like a Reddit subreddit for like hangings and trees and stuff like that? Was it that bad or?
Yeah. Like,
wow.
And I mean, they would talk about
it for hanging in trees.
Well, no, like they would talk about how they, that's where they deserve
not
to be.
Not hanging out in trees.
In trees.
They're not squirrels.
And there is r/trees. It has nothing to do with trees.
Is it weed?
It is.
Is Zach Kurgis on there?
Probably.
He doesn't know how to work the internet. he asked me how to work Omail.
Omail.
All right, so Reddit's, you know, we're going to do a show on Reddit someday, because I really do want to do a show on it. To me, Reddit is a mirror of the world, because it's a great place. It's also the worst place in the world. It's whatever you make of it, just like the world.
I mean, it depends on where you go. It's the same thing with the world. Like, if you go to those subreddits, you're going to,
Or if you go to Mexico at 12 o'clock at night, you're probably going to get beheaded.
What's that?
Something
awful
bad is going to happen
like
to you.
Do not go to Juarez.
Live Leak? Is that
Live Leak. I love Live Leak. Don't say horrible. Live Leak is awesome. I saw a guy shoot himself in the chest on there the other day.
Seeing a lot of things on Live Leak that I wish I could unsee.
Oh, same here.
That's why I don't go to sites like that.
Good.
Well, see,
I like living my life with Louis Benson's rose-colored goggles.
God damn it. No, I don't. Smacking you on the head. I don't go to Live Leak because I have an interest in watching people die. We discussed this on Sunday show. I go to Live Leak because it's a reminder to me of what life is. Yeah. Life's not fucking anime and wrestling 24/7. It's horrible. And you have to know that life is horrible to get through it.
Or you
end up like
denial.
Nate. Thanks to denial, I'll live forever.
I'm immortal.
You know who else, you know what? Here's the list. Guys, here's the list. Balling up, throwing away. I don't want to talk about one specific.
Did you really have a list?
Yeah, I had a list. I'm throwing it to Jess Kimball. Jesse, I want to tell you what I really hate.
I caught that in my left hand.
You did. I hate the Kardashians.
I also hate the Kardashians.
I defended the Kardashians to Stephanie. Well, get your ass over here. Get your ass over here.
Shannon hates the Kardashians. So brave. Brave topic, man.
You need to know the context. I defended them. I was supportive of them. And now I've turned.
Ooh, you had one thing on here I really wanted to talk about.
What is it? Televangelist?
Yes, that's the one.
We're going to talk about that still.
Oh, fantastic.
Asa, did you see the news reporter that walked off stage because they were going to do a story on Kylie Jenner got a rabbit?
What?
That was the story.
That was the news story.
Yeah. It's like, I'm tired of this.
Yeah.
I'm out.
There's so many other things to report on right now, but that's what they went with.
There are so many things happening in the world, and they're talking about Kylie Jenner getting a rabbit. I have officially hit the point where I don't care anymore. But our obsession with celebrity is horrible. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Is no one as angry as I am about it?
No, yeah, we're all pretty angry.
Because like, I finally jumped on the train
that
everyone else
I'm just to the point that I've given
riding.
Up on
and
humanity so long ago.
It's like everybody.
It just makes me sad.
Everybody else has been on the hating Kardashian thing for a long time now.
And I just got there.
Yeah, welcome aboard. But, I mean.
I mean, I'd still fuck them.
No, because it's the same thing, you know. Friggin' Paris Hilton takes it up the ass from Ray J, and she's a celebrity.
Why should you be a celebrity for doing that?
That wasn't Kim. Yeah, Kim Kardashian.
All right, I'm sorry. Kim.
Paris took it from Rick Solomon, who was, oh, just hit my mic. It was, was the blonde girl from Baywatch? That's vague.
Yeah, it really is.
Pamela Anderson.
Literally every one of them.
So, John, you're asking, why are you a celebrity for having sex on camera?
No, I'm just saying, why are you a celebrity for not doing jack shit besides being rich? How do you become famous just because you're rich?
Because of America?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what Americans want. They don't want to know about genocide or you know, women being raped, women being oppressed, children being sold into slavery. We don't want to know that.
We live in our sheltered little bubble.
We want to know that Kylie Jenner has a rabbit.
basically, the
that's
idea
why I go
is,
to LiveLeak.
You know, these people are rich, and you know they have this life that we all want. So it's nice to know that they too are flawed.
That they too own rabbits.
Yeah, I think that's the general idea, because it's like when you can look down on someone that's so high above you in social status, it makes you feel better about where your life is. And that's...
Just come over here, goddammit. Speak directly into the mic. I'm raising the mic.
Finish.
I lost my train of thought. Like, I'm easily distracted.
Okay. If I may interject, I believe that the obsession with the Kardashians is not necessarily to see that they are just like us, but to see that they are better than us, and that it, under some miracle, we could reach their status. Case in point, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Robin Leach.
That show was on 30, 40 years ago.
But that show was on. Ago. That show was on in the 80s.
Yeah.
The 80s was all about your decadence and your living and your cocaine and
American Psycho.
It was yeah. all right. materialism.
Well, not
I'm
cocaine.
I'm just saying, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous was made as a show to promote that kind of lifestyle.
It was the
80s. That people were living in the 80s. The yuppie lifestyle of the 80s.
And that yuppie lifestyle has now been replaced with the reality lifestyle, where everybody's watching what everybody else is doing. Mm-hmm. Everybody's watching Lindsay play that goddamn game still. I don't understand that. What is the game?
It is a puzzle game. The goal is to connect the same color dots and fill every single space in there. I'm using my brain. Thank you.
I'm glad you're using your brain for that puzzle instead of this conversation.
It's kind of hypnotizing.
Wait, did Krista come back?
Did she really never leave?
The whole Holy time. Shit.
They're doing recording tonight for Multipixel, I believe.
And she flipped me off again.
So they're hanging out. Hmm. Oh, yeah. I could have had Krista back up the Arkansas story.
You could have.
Oh, well.
Yeah. All right, so apparently the Kardashians is a sore subject. Jesse, let's talk about televangelists.
I would love to talk about televangelists.
Hey, so you want to talk about televangelists?
That was a no.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
I posted, if you notice, Jesse, on my list, below televangelists, I have John Oliver written down.
It's true, he does.
That's because there is nothing we can say about this subject that will be better than what John Oliver said on Last Week Tonight, which we'll post in the comment section. If you haven't seen it, it's fantastic. Growing up, the guy that they had on there, the Robert Tilton guy,
mm-hmm.
I saw him growing up all the time. I never knew his name. And back then, he's a televangelist. He's one of those guys that say, send me some money and God will bless you. And I never realized that was wrong back then. When I was younger, I thought that's how religion worked. And I guess it is, but.
Yeah, because I mean,
corrupted religion.
No, hold on. Let me be fair. John's looking at me and I want to be fair. That is not how religion is. That is how televangelists are, because they're the ones that say, give me some money. And we will bless you when all they want is the money.
There's a really good video that I saw, somebody posted in the comment section of Reddit where I saw that video in the first place. Because there is a Christian base in Reddit. And they posted a really great rebuttal of, you know, how actual Christians hate the prosperity, what do you want to call it?
The seeding. Seed money.
Yeah, the prosperity gospel. That was the phrase. They hate the prosperity gospel because it's not actually gospel. And, you know, it talks people into doing, like, one of the things they talked about on the video that was particularly disgusting. One of the things that John Oliver touched on was the woman that.
Bonnie Parker.
Yes.
Yeah.
She, instead of seeking treatment for her cancer, sent thousands of dollars to what's the couple?
The Copelands.
The Copelands.
Yeah.
Yeah, since thousands of dollars to the Copelands because the woman, Mrs. Copeland, claimed specifically that sending in seeds of faith.
Asa is taking a microphone.
Uh-oh.
Now, Jesse, it's because which would you rather be filled with?
Yeah.
The love of the Lord that is only can be yours for a low, low cost of $19.95 or poison that they use to kill rats and lesser varmints. You can fill your body with poison, or you can fill your body with Jesus.
Bye, Krista.
And one of them's going to make you healthy.
I really wish that Asa was just making fun of the woman.
That's
almost word for word what the fucking whore said. Like,
oh,
it actually, like, it made me so angry when I watched that. Because this woman sends thousands of dollars into this foundation because she specifically claimed that sending them thousands of dollars would cure her cancer.
Now, I want to point out, but I'm going to pass this on to John because you look like you want to say something and I want to hear it. But I want to point out that no there are more good churches and more good Christians that would never say something that stupid, and that this particular kind of person is a specific set of Christian that even Christians hate. And that is why they are so picked on.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of like the Westboro Baptist Church. Like, every Christian on the face of the earth hates the Westboro Baptist Church.
Yes. Because they're a horrible representation of what religion is supposed to be about. Now, right. John, I want to pass this to you. You look like you got something to say. I want to hear it.
Do I look pissed?
You look
really pissed.
And I know what's coming. Because this happened last time where you looked like you were going to say, John, what do you got to say? Oh, you Shia LaBeouf the shit out of it.
I'm actually gonna stay calm this time.
We'll see, sir.
We'll see. We're gonna start calm.
Okay.
We'll give you that.
These are the kind of people that make real Christians look bad, okay? Now, I'm not saying I'm the perfect Christian and I'm the perfect textbook Christian, because I'm not, okay? One of the things you should know is, as a Christian, you are always trying to better yourself, so I'm not going to say that I'm perfect because nobody's perfect, okay? Now, it does say in the Bible that you should tithe 10% of what you earn to God. Now, it does not say you should tithe that to a super mega church that has more money than they know what to do with.
Yeah.
Well, that's all part with giving your offering.
I give my offering on Sunday. I give my money on Sunday. But you know what? I have not and I will never write a check to Robert Tilton or
Benny Hinn,
the 700 Club.
Well, I was going to ask
Sephro Dollar. I believe it was some absurd amount, like 65 million congregation.
For a
because
plane.
He needed a new jet.
Well, actually, he got the $65 million jet, and then he bought a bigger jet.
No, that was Murdoch. That was different.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of jealousy.
A lot of jet flying pastors. John, I was going to ask you, the church you go to.
Yes.
Does your pastor own a jet?
No.
Okay. That's all I wanted to ask.
My pastor does not own a jet. He lives in a very modest parsonage, not a $4, $5, $10 million mansion.
Like the Copelands, Asa, in the video, they live in a goddamn compound.
I want to know how they can justify, especially like, you know, the Copelands, Joel Osteen, like all those people, how do they justify their own personal wealth and owning that much land and property and jets and all of that? When the very specific Bible verse is, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter through the gates of heaven.
I think they honestly aren't, they aren't actually Christian. This is a scam to them from the beginning.
Here's the thing, I think I did not watch the whole John Oliver thing, but the difference between, and I might be right, might be wrong, you might be able to tell me this.
Sure.
The difference between a ministry and a church. Let's go back to my pastor or the pastors that work at my church. The deacons vote on how much the pastor and the other associate pastors, how much they make in a year. Are those kind of bylaws in a ministry? Can't he just say, I'll pay myself however much I want because this is how much money we're making from God?
If I remember correctly, and John Oliver said it, and again, if you guys haven't watched it, we'll put the link up because you really need to see it. But John Oliver pointed out that the tax, it's all tax exempt. Every dollar you send to these televangelists, these people you see on television that beg you for money, is tax exempt. They keep every penny you send them.
And actually, the government can't do anything.
They won't do anything about it. They choose not to do it. They cover their ears and close their eyes and go, la, 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 we're not hearing this. The houses that they own are considered parsonages. They don't pay tax on that either. They're living the good life while the people that they're asking for money struggle to pay their bills. And they still ask you for more money. And people fall for it. How stupid and gullible are people?
And I mean, like, the best part of that video is when John Oliver reveals the Our Lady of
Perpetual
Exemption Church. The church that he made from a state, Texas, that he has never lived in.
Yeah.
He's never even been to.
Yeah.
He made a church there, and he basically set up an organization that people could donate money to, and he could promise them miracles, many miracles, in exchange for money, and it was completely legal.
Yeah, as I say, and he did it as a joke to point out the fraud of these assholes, but technically he could keep every dollar you sent him, and it would be completely legal.
And he did it in a matter of weeks.
Yeah.
Like, it was, he said that it was embarrassingly simple to set up.
Yeah.
He also pointed out that multiple requirements to set up a church like that, they had already met accidentally before they even planned to do
this. Just for having a show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the like, oh, we have a congregation as the audience. All they have to do is cheer. And that, that is,
bow their heads.
And they did the weekly ritual. They had to do the weekly ritual.
Place, yeah. So it's ridiculous. So if you're wondering, are we just bashing this? I'll tie it together. The worst part about humanity and the reason that we're going to fail someday is because we're stupid. We're gullible and stupid. And even the best among us fall for something.
It's true.
But you should educate yourself on these things and don't just walk blindly behind everybody else. Ask questions. Look into it yourself. Find out how awful life is. Go to LiveLeak.com and like and subscribe our posts on Facebook and donate to 709 Broadway, you know, King Geronimo, Missouri.
We'll cure your diseases.
If you come pre-order 2K16, I will cure you of cancer.
You know who?
All hail the mighty Godzilla.
You said Godzilla or Podzilla?
Godzilla.
True.
That's our deity.
That's true.
He has God right in the name.
You know who we need to figure Cthulhu out this whole televangelist thing?
Who's that?
Fletch. And if you got that reference, congratulations.
Nate right now is going, I don't know who Fletch is, but if they talk about me again, I'm going to post about it.
Oh, no, he's going to post.
I'm going to get, he's going to share this post to my page. And go, did you hear that?
Did you hear that? Did you hear what you said about me?
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this fantastic ride we've taken. No, wait, CJ, you got a point real quick? Come on, make your point real quick. Pass the mic to CJ.
Religion is a very sore subject for me for reasons that I won't go into. But
are they?
No. I just wanted to mention one more thing that will contribute to the downfall of humanity if it happens within our lifetimes. There are a set of parents somewhere. I forget where. They have lost 2 or 3 children because the children got sick. And their solution was to pray. These children have had life-threatening illnesses. And their solution was to pray over the child instead of getting them the medical care that they needed to easily cure their symptoms.
I saw that alone.
It's like those parents that don't vaccinate their kids and then get everybody else sick.
Well, that's because
yes. Yes. These people killed their children.
That's because vaccinations are a lie.
I'm
I don't
sure.
Believe that.
Okay, thank you for saying that because I was about to hit you. These people killed their children through inaction, and they still have other children that the government has not taken away from them.
I've heard this story somewhere. I need to look into that because I remember making a fuss about.
They're
that
Christian stuff. Scientists. They don't believe in medicine.
Take that back. Thank you
very much. I actually had also seen a.
Isn't that a rule
video
in iRobot?
What,
you can't let humans destroy themselves through inaction?
You cannot, through inaction,
allow a human to harm himself.
Inaction, bring harm to a human.
Yeah. I'll have to go watch iRobot again. Shia LaBeouf's in that.
I've never seen...
That's true.
I've never seen iRobot.
You've never seen iRobot?
No, I read the story, the good one.
The movie's not that bad.
I don't think the story has...
compared to the Asimov.
I don't think the story has Big Willy. Big Willy style.
That's true. The story does not have Big Willy style.
Point that
another
out.
Another point that's fatal.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You're losing friends now. All right, well, let's wrap this up. Let's wrap it up so we can all go home through the storm.
Yeah, let's see if there's anything Shannon...
oh, there's lots of things on there.
Oh, yeah, the only other thing was Trump. Fuck Donald Trump.
Oh, we never get to talk about Donald Trump. We love talking about Donald Trump.
We always love talking about Donald Trump.
The
fuck
Donald.
Donald Trump. Fucking idiot.
Shout out to Donald. No more devil's advocate from you. We're wrapping the show up.
All right.
Wait, you argue you like Donald Trump?
He wanted to come on and talk about the good side of humanity. I will tell you right now. I will tell
that
you.
That ain't the show.
The best part of humanity, and I'll tell you right now what it is. The best part of humanity.
This dick?
God damn it! Damn you, Ace of Gray! He said this dick. All right. Let's wrap it up there. For Angry Johnny. He's still mad looking. God
he
damn.
He does look so angry. I feel like he's going to hit us at any moment.
I don't think he's not mad at us. Johnny, you're not mad at us, are you? No, he's not mad at us. He's mad at Nate.
Well, yeah, but I feel like he's going to go in that blind fury.
He's
going to wake up.
Mad at humanity.
He's going to wake up and all of us are going to be in a crumpled heap on the ground.
We're going to be all one big ball of paper.
Yep.
You won't know where I end and where Jesse begins. Some people don't know that already.
You're apparently all I can twins.
Say is, all I can say is congratulations, Shannon, because
no.
The guy with no words is sitting here speechless. So have a good night, everybody.
I'm not going to end it that way. That's depressing.
That is depressing.
For sad Johnny, bearded Jesse.
No, it's pissed off Johnny. Go ahead.
Good night, folks.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
I can't find the stop button. There it is.